Well, Audioboo, it's me, and it's the evening, and I'm just stuffing you in a pocket of my shirt, and I am going to the kitchen. I've been meaning to do this for ages, although it hadn't occurred to me to boo it until listening to Claire Randall talking about doing some cooking booth, and I've already commented on that this morning. And said what a brilliant idea I think it is, and I still think it is. I haven't changed my mind in the time since. But the thing that I've been intending to do for a little while is to make some yoghurt. I haven't done this in ages. I have a yoghurt maker here. And so a load of bottles which have just decided to fall over. Never mind. What I need to do is to work out how much liquid will fit in my yoghurt maker, and then pour it. So what I'm going to do is pour the milk into the yoghurt maker, and then pour it out into a jug so that I can warm it a little bit in the microwave, as it needs to be slightly warm for when I add the picking bottles out the sink, when I add the live yoghurt to it. Stop! Oh my giddy aunt. Whose idea was it to have all these bottles on the windowsill? Right, now I've got that on my system. Right, let's see, we need a... First find your jug. Somebody has put the jug back in a different place to normal. Where's it gone? I've got a Pink Floyd tune stuck in my head and I can't get it out. Nor can I remember exactly what it is, because that's not so good. There's one thing I really dislike in life, it is not being able to find things. Without pointing any fingers, it's generally after somebody else has been in my kitchen. Investigations. Well, that's a stretch, I suppose I could use that. No, normally I would keep it. I've got a Pyrex mixing disc. But it's not in there. That's a pressure cooker. Not a pressure cooker, steamer rather. This boo may turn out to be just me hunting for a jug which has got itself lost. We have a lot of plastic storage containers. What's that one? That's another one. That is a Pyrex. Oh, I've got loads of Pyrex. No shortage of that. Oh well, a couple of losses. Who needs a jug anyway? Let's one of these Pyrex things. Right, here we go. Right, so we'll put this on here. And then I shall go and find my milk, my freshly bought milk. Because I'm not going to trust whatever's in the fridge. Ooh. Right, somewhere amongst all of this shopping stuff. We should have some milk. Yes, here we go. Here is a pint of Waitrose own milk. I don't see much point in going for the organic, super expensive, Dutchy, original and whatever one. And the thing is, I can get through any amount of yogurt. I absolutely adore yogurt, and I could eat it by the pint, so I could end up putting a pint in there and see how this goes. I'm going to make a pint of yogurt. There you go. In goes a whole pint. And then, bin lid coming off there. Now, I'm sort of going off piste a little bit here. I like my yogurt quite creamy, and I'm going to add. Apparently, the real way you should do it is by using milk powder to thicken it. But I haven't got any milk powder, so I'm going to use. I have somewhere. This is it. I have somewhere some cream. I'm going to stick some cream in it. Is this the cream? Is the question. Feels quite thick. Could be cream. Don't think it's cream. Who knows? Or maybe it's yogurt. I did have another live yogurt in here, so it could be the yogurt. I think that might be yogurt. Well, that'll have to go on the eating list now I've opened it. Right. Back in search of cream. Is some cream in this fridge? And I am going to find it. Even if it kills me to find it. I hope it won't kill me to find it. Where's this cream? This could be cream. Let's have a look. It's got a cream lid, so that's good. It could be cream. No idea how much of it to put in. I suppose it doesn't really matter since I'm making up the recipe. Ah, yes, this is cream. And it's even quite creamy, actually. Right. So I'm going to put a generous splodge in here. In fact, I'm going to put about half the pot in. One very generous splodge. I might just eat the rest of the pot with a spoon. Is that uncouth? Maybe. Who cares? I like cream. Right, there we go. There's quite a bit of cream. I'm probably not following very good food hygiene rules, he says, licking his fingers. But then, I'm only making this for me, so it doesn't matter quite as much. Obviously, if I was making it for anybody else, I would be scrupulous in my attention to detail in ensuring that there's a clean product, free from any bugs, apart from the ones in the pot that I'm about to put into it. So somewhere around here, there we go, we have some live yogurt. Actually, I need to heat this up first, don't I? I was also planning to put some sugar in with it, because I've heard that that's, if you like your yogurt sweet, then add sugar to it at this stage. So I shall do that. Right, I'm just going to pour this into my makeshift jug, which isn't a jug at all. Right, let's go in there. It's going to go in the microwave on a very low setting just to warm it through a little bit. I can't remember, it's meant to be tepid, I think, so that the friendly bacteria, as I think Yakult used to call them, so they do their thing. Can't get in the microwave. We're going to load the yogurt. I'm not doing too much. Never mind. Right, what am I doing? Which is power.
1 minute.
No, that's not power. High power, medium low power. I should say, in my defence, the buttons aren't labelled, and despite the fact that I've had this microwave now for about 7 years, I can't remember which button is which. But those who know me and my memory will not be surprised by this. What did I do with the yoghurt, everybody? With the yoghurt. There it is. Right, so I have a really tiddly little pot of live yoghurt here. And I'm going to put a few generous splodges in my yoghurt maker. I'm then going to attach it to the mains and let it warm through a little bit. And then I shall pour in the mixture that's in the fridge. I shall add some sugar as well. And not in the fridge, idiot, microwave. And then I shall whiz it all together. And hopefully that'll be fine. Nice yogurt. So, for those who don't know, in order to make yogurt, you need to... I can't remember which bits it is in the milk that need to be changed. But basically, the bacteria changes the state of the milk into yogurt. And this is really technical, isn't it? Look it up for yourself. So you need a yogurt starter, effectively, in order to get it going, which is why I was putting a little bit of yogurt into the bowl here. I have always wondered, I have to say, how the first yogurt was made. You know, if you always have to use a starter, then surely, once upon a time, there wasn't any yogurt to use for a starter because it hadn't been invented yet. So maybe it just happened by accident. Some friendly bacteria were wandering along the road and they came across this milk, and they went inside the milk and it all warmed up, and before they knew it, they turned it into yogurt. Sure. Things that happen, eh? Right, what I need is to find some sugar. Sugar. Where's my sugar? Oh, there we go. I'm already covering myself in sugar. I'm going to use a measurement that I've invented myself, which is called a bit of a handful. Right, so I'm going to put some sugar in there. This is brown sugar. I'm probably meant to use caster sugar. I don't care. I like brown sugar. I've put two sort of handfuls in there and a bit, because I wasn't sure that it was enough, really. I'm making it up, obviously. I'll have a little check of this milk, I think, when it's in its next stage. It's a technical term. I am mad, totally. But then most people know this anyway. I don't think it's going to come as much of a surprise. It's not in a very stable position. I think I might. Let's see if I can put this somewhere else. I wonder if it'll sit there. No. It'll go there, though. That's good. Right. It stopped anyway. Yeah, we don't want it too hot because it will kill off the nice friendly bacteria. That feels pretty good, actually. Yeah, it's all right. I think we can live with that. So, all right, this goes back in. Like so. And since it's on the draining board, it doesn't matter if I've made a mess. Probably have made a mess. It's generally what I do. And then I'm going to find myself a fork. I did think about using my Bamix to do this, but to be honest, I think I'd make an appalling mess, so I'm just going to use a fork. Smells of milk. That's a positive sign. Hasn't turned into anything else. So I'm going to find the lids. Plural. That's not a lid. Where do I put the lids? Oh, here we go. So now we have the funny stirrer thing. And I'm never quite sure how you're meant to use this thing. It sort of slots in the lid. And I'm not sure. I was watching something on making yogurt. I can't remember where it was. Happening on YouTube, maybe. And the person had something that he basically plunged up and down in it, and it had the effect of stirring the stuff. But I've got the wrong lid here. But graze boxes. Grilly machine. Ah, here we go. But when I've tried to do this one, it sort of accidentally submerges itself. I'm not sure I really want to do that. So, where's the hole gone? There's a hole. Oh, there we go. I saw the hole of the lid. Do 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 do. The hole of the lid. There's a certain point where this slots in nicely. Let me see, is it about there? Might be. There we go, so that lid goes on there. And then we put the other lid on, top lid. And it has some kind of dialy thing on it, but I've never dialed anything, so who cares? You know, I always thought that you had to do this for about 12 hours, but then the programme I was watching said 24 for thick yogurt, so who knows? The risk that the curds and the whey and all the other things separate and do yucky things. So, I don't really know. Is this heating up at all? Can't really tell. Oh, I think I just have to trust that it is doing something. And in the meantime, I need to find where I put the yogurt and cream. I need to go back in the fridge. There they are. If I have any space in the door. No, don't do that, Robert. I put one on top of the other and then tried making a mess, let's just say that much. They tried making a mess, but it's nothing to do with me. I hope you understand this. That might fit in there. Let's have a look. Yeah, wow. So small, it fits in the egg compartment. And there's my other one. How have I managed that? I have yogurt on the bread bag. There's no hope for me. No hope at all. Alright, well, hopefully I will remember to continue this boo when I reveal the yogurt at some stage and go, ooh, it's all sweet. You added brown sugar to this. I shall take a picture anyway of the yogurt maker. Back. Of course, I've turned off speech so that he doesn't talk. talk to you when I'm doing this. So I've just got to find the click, the right click. I think it's that one. So let's see. Well, it's the next day. Who'd believe it? 24 hours-ish have gone by. Vance is drinking lots and lots of water because we've just had a lovely walk in London through St. James's Park up Constitution Hill, getting not quite lost, but walking in a rather circuitous route, along a rather circuitous route. And we've just got back and I gave him a treat because he's been such a good boy, and then he's swallowed half a gallon of water. But what you want to know is, how's the yoghurt doing? So so I'm going to tell you. I don't know actually what the answer is. I'm just going to put my phone down because I don't have a... the shirt I'm wearing today doesn't have a pocket in it. So let me just put some stuff on the side. Let's put the phone down there. I hope it doesn't get too dirty. Right. Actually, it would make more sense if you were over here so you could hear the... there's too many hears on there. So that you can hear what I'm doing. Let's put that up there. There we go, it's on top of the soup maker now. Right, so I'm going to take the lid off the yoghurt maker. Now, I decided to do it for 24 hours in the end, mainly because I got up too late to sort it out this morning. So, this could be... the result could be dreadful. Let's find out. Taking the lid off. Smells like yoghurt. That's a start, isn't it? I mean, obviously it's going to still be warm now, so it's probably not going to taste amazing, but I'll just give it a bit of a stir. Just put a spoon in. Texture feels okay. A bit runny. Just going to get a stir. Take a bit of this and try it. So it's going to be warm. It's not going to taste brilliant warm, but let's try it anyway. Well, it is very runny. You could drink it, which is not exactly how I was expecting it to come out. Maybe once it's cold. Will it set a bit when it's cold? That is a question. Let's take the pot out anyway. There we go. Take the pot out of the yoghurt maker. And I need to pop the lid on it and let it cool. And I was wondering if I ought to try and flavour my yoghurt. Just to add a bit of excitement to the proceedings here, because it's not complicated enough, really, for my liking. It needs to be more complicated. So, what I'm going to see, well, whether or not I flavour it will depend upon whether the... black currants, blackberries, something. Something that's definitely not in season in this country. whether they are still edible. So we shall find out now. Packet. Let's see what it was that I bought. Blackberries, I think. The most flavoursome ones in the world, but that goes on there. So what I think I might do is stick these in a pan with a little bit of water and some sugar, and then what I might do actually is do the yoghurt half and half. So I'll have half plain and half with blackberries. I wonder if I've got any apple, so I could have blackberry and apple. There's an idea. Right, okay. Let's move a few things off the side here. Because we need space for cooking. So, I understand that at some point a cooking boo will be uploaded by Claire Randall. And I suspect that that cooking boo is going to be very well planned, very carefully executed, and it will be perfect for people to follow. Whereas my cooking, on the other hand, is rather haphazard, doesn't tend to follow a recipe at all. It couldn't be much different, actually, to be honest. Much more different, anyway. Right, okay. So we have a pan here. I'm going to totally make this up. I haven't a clue what I'm doing. I'm not going to look at a recipe. I'm going to boil this kettle, and I'm going to take it down. Chase water first, though. Now, I think I probably don't want lots of water. Pan doesn't go fall dry or anything nasty like that. So I suppose what I'm trying to create is a sort of compote like thing. Come on, you go. It's not sitting on the base properly. That would be why the kettle won't do its thing. Where's the cable? Let's check it's actually plugged in. That would be the next thing. Yes, it is plugged in. Let's check that one there then. And we want it to actually boil. So here we go. That kettle's there. And I think... I'm getting sugar in here. I'm just going to put a hob on to warm up. Now, do I have some caster sugar? Anywhere? Yes. Packet that was too big for the caster sugar. Put this flour, let's find out. Stick a finger in it. It was my flour. Businesses. What I'm going to do is push the yogurt to the back there. I'm going to see if I have an apple that I can chop up into little bits. Sugar, oh, honey apple. Yay, we have apple here. Apple, excellent. Right. Now, I want this to be relatively smaller. Where's my knife gone? I don't know how much. There must be loads of time left on this recording, so let's not worry too much. Right, you're going to come down here so you can hear the chopping going on. go.
Topping and tailing the apple, that's not quite how you meant to do it, is it? Now I wonder if I ought to peel it. I think I probably did. Let me find a peeler. That one will do. Right, here we go. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to chop up this apple. I need to take the core out as well, actually. And then I'm going to chop it up into little pieces. I know I've already said that. Haven't I? I'm going to chop this apple up. Have I mentioned this before? And then I'm going to toss it with the blackberries in the sugar in the pan, and then add the water. Hopefully before the whole lot burns, and then gently stew it for a little bit, very gently. That's the core going in the bin there. I need a bowl or something that I can put these bits in. Or a cup. Yes, here we go. This cup will do. Right. You are really close to the action here, Audioboo. Relatively small pieces, I think, on this occasion. And this is Braeburn apple I'm using. I suppose I ought to really have used cooking apples, but never mind. Skin still on that one. Never mind. Skin never killed anybody, as far as I'm aware. Right, here we go. Let's put more on here. Not the neatest of cutting, I have to say. Now, I believe that Claire was going to tell us all what sort of techniques she uses. Let me tell you my technique for cutting. It is have your finger really close to the blade. Yeah, that may not be her advice. We'll see. I'm putting the let me just slice down this piece here. Okay, I am using my fingers as a guide. Put the knife up against my fingers, move them back a titchy bit again alongside it each time, moving back a tiny amount. And using my finger as a guide. And there's no reason at all why you should cut your fingers doing this. But occasionally, things that shouldn't happen do happen. But that's cooking, isn't it, really? You've just got to... I think, to be honest, actually, cutting and burning yourself a few times is the best way to avoid being afraid of doing it again. It's like with sailing, you know, I was less afraid of... capsizing, ending up in the water. Once I had fallen out the boat once. Literally, I tacked the boat. I was helming. I tacked the boat. It was a dinghy sailing on Greenland Dock in southeast London, near Greenwich. It was a Wayfarer, if I remember rightly. As I say, tacked it, and then I got the main sheet caught around the tiller extension, and I couldn't cross the boat. And before I knew it, the boat heeled and threw me over backwards. So I entered the water backwards, upside down. That was fun. Not. And then the sighted person I was sailing with. Then made a little bit of a hash of trying to pick me up again. But, you know, I forgave her. I'm a forgiving sort, you know. sometimes. Right. Okay, I have now cut up all the apple. So what I'm going to do is find a, I think a spoon or silicone spatula. Let's see if I can find my silicone spatula. Not a giant pet. Aha, I want a silicone spatula. That will do. I need the blackberries. Where have you gone, blackberry? Goodbye, blackberry way. I can hear you. And I'm knocking things into the sink. Goodbye, blackberry way. Sure, I want you back another day. Yeah. Or something. Let me think of an apple song. Maybe Jobs wasn't a good songwriter. Idiot. Right, okay. So we have apple and we have blackberries. I think the blackberries are going to want the sugar more than the apple. So, right, let's pop. There's a lot of heat coming off this hop. I think we'll have this a bit lower. Oh, God. What on earth is that? There's something on the hop. That's not a good idea, is it? Well. Whoops. I'd left a mug standing on the hob that I then switched on. And it is now sizzling on the stone chopping board. Stopped just as I took the phone over to it. I don't think I want to go touching that with my fingers for a little while, and let's just hope it doesn't shatter. Right, okay. Let's give the pan a little bit of heat. And what we're going to do is tip all the blackberries in, I think, and whiz them around so they get coated in sugar. Goodbye, blackberry way. Right, blackberries in there, actually. I can put that away somewhere. Right, blackberries are in there. That's a good mix around. Now, what I really could have done with was some apple juice or something. I did have some smoothie in the fridge, but I'm not sure that that is exactly what I want. Add the apple in and keep stirring, and then we'll add the water in. Keep stirring again. Let's see where we get to. I have never done this before. I have no idea what I'm doing. I am making it up totally as I go along. It could be a disaster. This could be the start of something. Who knows? I don't know what it could be the start of, actually, but I'm going to make sure I've got no sugar left on the bottom of this pan, otherwise it's going to burn terribly. I'll show you this so you can hear it. There we go. Let's boil the kettle again. Add a bit of water to it in just a second. Give it a bit more stir. I don't think we're going to need much water actually. The apple's already softening quite nicely. Splash of water.
two splotches of water, in fact.
Hear the change in sound there.
Get this a bit closer so you can hear it. Right, so let's give that a good mix, and then I think heat low, top on pan for a bit. And we'll see if it turns into anything.
I think I really want lumps, so in that case, I think I'm going to mix it in with the yoghurt, so in that case, we can cook it down a bit. Maybe I won't do the lid. We need a bit of a reduction in the amount of liquid here. Keep it stirring so it doesn't burn. Yeah, well, I can probably afford to put the heat up a bit. It smells quite good, actually. Yes, that's hot. Yes, well, sugar boils at a higher temperature, doesn't it? Right, it's starting to simmer a little bit. This way we'll be making jam. Really need to be a bit careful, I think. Keeping stirring it gently. It actually smells like jam as it cooks. My mum cooks jam, makes jam, and albeit in a pot that's probably about 10 times the size of this, if not even bigger. It definitely smells similar. I might save you a bit of this and come back later doing something with it. Who knows? Good morning, Audio Boo. It is the next day. My yoghurt has set in the fridge. My blackberries and apples have stewed and then sat. And I have less than a minute to tell you what I think of it all. So here goes. First of all, the yoghurt. It's got a lovely fresh taste to it. It's set a bit more than last night, so it's much more of a... It's still quite a runny yoghurt, but it's no longer a sort of drinking yoghurt, so that's good. I'm going to taste a bit of the apple and blackberry thing. It's still whole fruit in it, but it's a nice consistency. And I'm going to mix it all together and tell you what I think of my blackberry and apple flavoured yoghurt. Here we go.